Well, boys and girls, we're continuing our study of God's Word as we find it in Daniel chapter 9. But before we turn to Daniel chapter 9, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29. There is a golden rule when we study our Bibles that we should observe. And that golden rule is this. We must allow the Bible to interpret itself. We should not come to some passage in God's Word and, finding difficulty understanding what it means, place upon it our notion of what it means. But rather, we should look in God's own Word for help, for an explanation of that difficult passage. Now, we have an example of what I'm saying before us today. You remember, in our study on Tuesday, we were looking at that passage in Daniel chapter 9 where God spoke of 70 weeks. And after a little study, we decided that God could not be talking about 70 seven-day periods, because that would not give sufficient time for the events that God said would fit into the 70 weeks to take place. So when we read here in Daniel chapter 9, this word weeks, I don't believe we are meant to understand what we normally associate with a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's what we call a week. But I don't think that's what the Bible is referring to when it tells us here about a week. Now, to start with, the word translated week is a Hebrew word, heptad. Heptad. And it means not 7 days, but 7 periods of time. How long then is this period to last? How do we work it out? That's where we follow the golden rule I've just told you. We must let the Bible show us what is meant when we read about a week or 7 periods of time. How long is that? Genesis 29. Here's this same word appearing for us. And we're told how long. Genesis chapter 29 and, well, the verse 27. We're talking here about Jacob. Do you remember when he went away, fled away from his brother Esau, who threatened to kill him? And he went away to his mother's relatives in what is now the land of Iraq. And there he came upon his mother's brother, who had 2 very lovely daughters, and he desired to marry one of them. Ended up marrying both of them, but he was wanting to marry one of them. But her father said, oh, well, before you get her hand in marriage, you must serve a week for me. Now, do you think he meant 7 days? That's what the word suggests to us in our usage of it. But look at what we read here. Verse 26. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. So when Laban speaks of Jacob serving a week for his daughter, he's talking about 7 years. 7 years. So when the Bible in Daniel chapter 9 speaks about 7 periods of time, it's speaking about 7 years. This word heptad was looked upon by the Israelites as a period of 7 years. Now, coming back to Daniel and the chapter 9, when we read here, in the verse 24, for we read the verses 24, 25, 26, and 27 on Tuesday, and we're still with these verses. When God speaks about 70 weeks, verse 24, are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city. God's not talking about 70 times 7 days, but 70 times 7 years. And God says that 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city. God is saying that within a period, covered by 70 times 7 years, all prophecy concerning Jerusalem and the nation of Israel will be fulfilled. And he tells us further that from the command to build the walls of Jerusalem unto the death of the Messiah will be 69 weeks. Look at that. We want to make sure that what I'm saying is what is here in the Bible, and I want you to look at it. Look at verse 25. Know therefore and understand. There's our old word again. God wants you to understand. So use your brains here now. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. There's going to be this period from the building of the walls of Jerusalem. You turn to Nehemiah, the chapter 2. You will remember how Nehemiah prayed before he went into the king. And he obtained permission from the king to go and build the walls of Jerusalem. So from that date until the death of the Messiah was to be a period of 69 times 7 years. How long was that? Well, it works out at 483 years. So Daniel was told, from the wall begins to be repaired until the death of the Messiah will be 483 years. Do you remember reading in Luke Gospel, Luke chapter 2, about a man called Simeon? He was one of a number of people in Jerusalem at that time who were expecting the birth of the Messiah. And they were right. But how did they know that the time for the Messiah to come to Israel, was drawing near? How did they know? Well, I suggest to you, Daniel chapter 9 would have been the basis of their study and their calculations. For God said, from the command to build the wall of Jerusalem again until the death of the Messiah will be 483 years. Now, I can well imagine, if not Simeon, some of his friends coming across this and sitting down and coming on this passage and saying, well, now, when was that? And beginning to calculate and work out and count and realize we're very near 483 years since the commandment to rebuild. It's coming very near. This reference to the Messiah who will be cut off, but not for himself. Verse 26 of Daniel 9. This reference to him being cut off, 483 years, it's getting very close. And so there was an expectancy. There was an expectancy among a group of people in Jerusalem who studied the scriptures and who saw from the scriptures that the time was drawing near. That's what we're doing here. We're looking at the Word of God, and we're seeing what God has told us about when Jesus Christ will come the second time. And we're looking at the signs, and we're considering what God says, and we're coming to the conclusion. Time's very close. That's what they did, these friends of Simeon and Anna the prophetess and her friends and companions. They studied the scriptures. They doubtless would have come on this. And they say the 483 years are nearly up. And whatever this means, for very few of the Jews seem to understand what it meant for the Messiah to be cut off. You remember how Peter and the other apostles, whenever the Savior said, I'll die when I go to Jerusalem, I'll be crucified, the elders will reject me and despise me, and I'll be crucified. You remember how they said, no, Lord, it can't take place. We can't allow that. They didn't understand this about the Messiah being cut off. And so it may well have been the case with Simeon, etc. They mightn't have fully understood what that phrase, the Messiah being cut off, meant, but this they would have known 483 years from the command to rebuild the wall until this event would take place, and those 483 years were nearly up. They were nearly up. The Lord Jesus was 30 years of age when he was crucified. So that Simeon and them, when they saw this, the Messiah, when Simeon took him up in his arms as a babe, that had been 30 years earlier, or 453 years from the command to rebuild the wall. So they had got the timing right, simply on the basis of God's word. 69 weeks, God says, will cover the period from the start of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem until the Messiah is cut off. 69 weeks. But you see what is stated here, going back to verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. God says, I have determined a certain period in which things will happen to the people of Israel and to the city. 69 of those 70 weeks cover the period from the rebuilding of the wall to Messiah being cut off. That leaves one more week. One more week of this period of time that God has set aside, as it were, that God has determined regarding events connected with Israel, connected with the city of Jerusalem. One more week left. One more period of 7 years. And that period of 7 years is the last 7 years of this age. The last 7 years of this age. Now, I don't want to get too complicated. Maybe you think I've already been very complicated as it is. But let me just point out to you the verse 27. We have seen 69 weeks mentioned and the events that will take place within those 69 weeks. Now in the verse 27, speaking of the Antichrist, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Now, boys and girls, if you don't quite follow all that I'm saying, please store away in your memory this phrase. Here it is put like this, the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Verse 27. That is referred to by the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 24. He's telling his disciples how this age is going to end. And that's how I know, you see, the last 7 years, this 1 week that remains. 69, we have seen the building of the wall, the cutting off of the Messiah. That covers that period of 69 weeks or 483 years. 1 week or 7 years remains. I'm saying that 7 year period takes place at the end of this age, just before the Savior comes. And the reason I say that is not just because I'm guessing, but rather because the Lord Jesus Christ tells me. Verse 15 of Matthew chapter 24. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Why? Well, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. The Savior's talking about the end of the age. And one of the signs of the approach of the end is seeing the abomination of desolation erected in the temple. And that will happen right in the middle of the last 7 years. You remember what God tells us in Daniel chapter 27. He is speaking of the Antichrist. He's speaking of the Antichrist here. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. 1 week. Antichrist is going to enter into a covenant or an alliance, a political agreement with Israel for a period of 7 years. But right in the middle of those 7 years, he's going to break the terms of the covenant. He's not going to do the things he promised Israel he would do, but rather he declares that he is now to be looked on as God. That's the rearing up of the abomination of desolation in the temple. And it's right in the middle of this last week, this last 7 year period. And as you read particularly the book of the Revelation and also Daniel, you'll see time and time again a reference to a period of time, times, and half a time, which I explained to you was 1 year, 2 years, and half a year, 3.5 years. But as well as that, a period of 42 months, which we worked out after great labours, was 3.5 years. And again, God put it another way, 1260 days, which again works out at 3.5 years. So this 3.5 year period is very, very special. And some tremendous things are going to take place within that period regarding Israel and Jerusalem. And it's the last 3.5 years of this age. Because you see, when Antichrist declares himself God, that will raise the anger and wrath of God. And when he seeks to suppress all those Jews in particular who will not accept him as God, he is cruelly persecuting them and is planning to destroy them utterly, along with the city of Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus intervenes, and this age will come to an end. So, 69 weeks, that's past. The 69 weeks ended with the Lord Jesus being crucified, but there's 1 week, 1 7 period of time yet to come, 7 years, and that will be at the very end of the age. And in the middle of those 7 years, there will be all sorts of activities within Jerusalem. It will involve the Antichrist and the false prophet, and we will be able to see it take place, and we'll know the end is very near. This information God has given us so that we might not be surprised by the return of Christ, but like Simeon, regarding the first coming of Christ, we might be waiting and expecting. Oh, God, help you to take in what I have said. It lodge in your heart. And maybe years to come, and you're older, you'll think upon these things as you begin maybe to see events unfolding. May the Lord bless his word. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, just bless thy word to the hearts of all the youngsters. Oh, may a seed find a lodging place, I pray, to the glory of thy name. Amen. Amen.